The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Because we're going to talk about toilets now. Traders in the English market have called for plans by Cork City Council to develop a public toilet at the Grand Parade entrance to the English market to be scrapped. The proposal features in a policy document on the provision of public toilets in the city centre. Well, Pat O'Connell is, of course, a fishmonger based in the English market. Pat, you don't want this toilet to be installed at the Grand Parade entrance. Why?
Hello, Kieran. Thank you for having me on. Why? Oh, God, where do you start? There are so many reasons. Where they're proposing to put the toilet is in the centre of two of the three main entrances to the English market. It's where 80% of our produce would come in. It's where our loading bays are. And I suppose the big issue here is that City Council's past performance with regards to public toilets has been somewhat disastrous, to say the least. 50 yards from where they're proposing to put that toilet, there is already a public toilet in a pretty large plaza, which was built in 2008, finished to the highest spec at the time, and we were all told this was going to be the solution to what was an ongoing problem for council with toilets. And it has been closed for 2 years because City Council can't manage to run it. Before it closed, there was something in the region of 300 needles taken from the toilet over the space of some months. And there was a huge amount of antisocial behaviour there, and it's just our track record.
Okay.
And
up front of a food market. Okay, so it's a food market. This is an entrance where people are coming in to buy food. It's not hygienic in general, you think, to have the toilet there, and they just have a bad track record of maintaining these toilets in an acceptable way, and there's antisocial behaviour. Kind of that's the nuts and bolts of it.
Pretty much, and I mean, we do have a public toilet in the English market already, which we run and manage for the City Council, and it's not without its problems, I'd have to be honest, but we manage it, but we know the problems that come with a public toilet.
All right, well, listen, the independent councillor in Cork, Paddy Dineen, is on the line as well. Paddy, I understand that you're in favour of the installation of this toilet. What do you say to Pat's objections?
Well, can I first say that for the past couple of years, the City Council had no policy whatsoever with regard to the public conveniences. And it has always been an issue within the city, but we only had three available, one in the English Market, Fishers Park and Tramore Valley Park more recently. And I think with the lockdowns in the last 18 months has come to a head where public opinions are concerned, as you can well appreciate.
Yes.
No, I'm very glad that we have a document coming to council tonight, because what it does is it brings public conveniences back onto our agenda, which means that we can now move forward to providing such conveniences to the public. The purpose of the policy document is due to public demand for same.
Yeah.
And I would be in favour of any idea that would give us more public toilets.
Yeah. I think the same issue has kind of been met by local authorities, faced by local authorities up and down the country. In a way, it's a good problem to have more people out and about, more people in the city centre. And if they need to be able to spend a penny, they need somewhere to be able to do so. Pat, though, and some of his fellow traders, they've got an objection specifically to where these are suggested. Do you agree with them or disagree?
Well, I suppose there's have to be a give and take when it comes to what the plans are. But we must keep in mind that the document tonight is just a policy document. It's not a slam dunk that the shop or the premises in question will become a public toilet.
Yeah,
it's just one of a raft of solutions that we're looking at.
Do you think it's a good solution though to make it into a public toilet? Will you speak in favour of it?
I would certainly speak in favour of it, but I would also take on board the retailers' concerns also. But at this present time, it's only a policy document. It's just...
Yeah.
And the purpose this building is being considered is because it's owned by the local authority.
Ah, yeah, no, no. So and I get that. We appreciate, and I'm sure Pat appreciates, and everyone listening who knows the English market appreciates this, and it's only up for discussion. I suppose what we're trying to understand is the two sides of this debate here, and Pat set out the objections he would have and his fellow traders would have, which is around hygiene, given where it's located, and the bad track record of the City Council in terms of maintaining these toilets. Sorry, Pat, you want to jump back in?
Yeah. Many moons ago, I attended a business course for 3 years in CIT. One of the things we discussed in those days was policy documents for employees in a company. And we were always told that a bad policy document was worse than no policy document. Because it gives foundation and it gives a belief that what's in it can be implemented ad nauseum, really, and can do more damage than good. And we are told by City Council that we will have a full-time security presence in the new toilet or the new proposed toilet and a full-time cleaner. And our argument is that 2008, a very expensive toilet put on the Grand Parade, that where it was planned to go, in a very sensible location because it's a big white plaza, it doesn't really affect other businesses. Youths tend to gather at the top by the river at the weekends to hang out and enjoy themselves, which is all fantastic to see them making use of their river. It's between two car parks. And if the simple solution is to put a security guard and a cleaner, why don't they do that with the public toilet that's already there? Just simply build on an annex.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room to build it on without causing absolute disruption to what is one of Cork's biggest tourist attractions, one of the finest food markets in the British Isles, if not in Europe. In fact, it was ranked number 3 in Europe not so long ago.
Yeah.
And because on top of that, we already have a plan with council for Hilsers. And that plan entailed a tourist... an area where tourists could see the history of the market, would have an interactive displays and a cafe there. And on top of that, because the roof in the Grand Parade end of the market is in such bad condition, we were looking at having a roof, and we spent 3 years discussing this with council, which makes this suggestion all the more confusing.
Okay, well, you've probably set the cat amongst the pigeons there, referring to Ireland as being part of the British Isles for some people there, Pat. But listen, we'll park that for a moment and then we go back to Paddy. Paddy, what about just that isn't a quite clear suggestion from Pat that the best thing to do is look at the toilets you already have in the Grand Parade, expand them, do it up and maintain them. That's what the City Council should do.
Yes, I understand Pat's point in that regard. However, the policy is with this document is that the city library would open up their toilets to the public also, which is right next door to that facility. And the building in question is also to be considered for a council information and display centre also. So, and it can also incorporate disabled toilets, whereas the ones in the city library are not. It's not possible to do that with their current form, and cost too much to actually do the renovations to make it that way. But look, it's, as I say, there's a raft of different ideas coming forward, and it's great that this is on the agenda now and that we can talk about it, because it's something that needs to be addressed going forward. Personally, I don't see an issue, my own, but I'm quite willing to listen to the retailers and take on board what they say. And as I say, it's not a slam dunk, so it's not going to happen for a long, long time. And as far as I'm also concerned, I think with the hospitality reopening next month, I think the issues with regard to obesity will quell somewhat in the near future. However, going forward, we still need to address the WC's situation in the city and suburbs.
Yeah, well, listen, plenty of people having there expressing their views on 53106. Public toilets are needed everywhere, including in Dublin. A nominal charge to be applied, plus staff to clean, is what's needed. Another person on a similar note says, pay for the use of the toilet, and that will pay for maintenance of the toilet. Nobody minds paying for them if they are good and clean and they close at night. And someone specifically in terms of Cork says, I can't understand why the City Council haven't opened up toilets outside the Bridewell Garda Station in Cork City Centre. Currently, it's derelict. A beautiful building with wooden horses hoarding surrounding it. It seems like an ideal place and secure as it is just outside the Garda station as well. In terms of paying for the toilets, if you're going to have to pay for public toilets, we have to have a system where you can tap, because people just don't have 20 cent anymore. The public toilets in Kilkenny, are never able to use them with my kids. I have to bring them into the bloody bushes because I never have 20 cent on me. And I know most people are in the same situation. So if we're going to pay, can we at least just have a tap facility? That's my contribution to the argument. Paddy Dineen, independent councillor from Cork, thank you for your contribution. And thank you as well to Pat O'Connell, fishmonger in the English Market. Keep your views coming in on 53106. Now.